control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. We've got our mobile site, for instance, m.freetalklive.com. We'll take you there on your smartphone for quick access to our live streams. Again, that's m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
So we, in the last hour, got into a discussion that really we never really got into the meat of. And what this has to do with is, Johnson, an opinion piece by a Free State Project participant. One of the only people I have ever met who actually has left the ideas of liberty. His name's Will May, and I like Will on a personal basis. You know, we disagree on some issues, but...
Even though his name is a contradiction.
Will. So, anyway, he thought that, I guess he determined that people could not, that people need to be ruled to some extent, that some people will just not participate in society and they therefore need to be forced to participate for the good of the majority or whatever, and he left libertarianism and he went towards socialism. Anyway, he's bemoaning the idea in this article that he posted on his blog, which I forget what it is. You might want to give it a plug if you can recall, Johnson.
I don't.
It's not up there at the top of your printout.
Will on Rails.
WillOnRails.com.
Yep.
So he posted this article, which essentially bemoans the idea that people...
He talks about the inherent contradiction of the Free State Project.
Right, that people who move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, which is this great concept to bring 20,000 liberty-minded people all to the same place. That's the reason why the three of us are here together tonight. But, you know, he bemoans that this is this label, that this, you know, this terrible label that people have on them.
Well, I'd say that the kind of the thesis of his whole article is actually here at the end, which is a little strangely structured. But he says, the FSP can't be both the bus and the public face of libertarianism in New Hampshire. At one or the other, it will fail. To actually achieve liberty in our lifetime, the FSP needs to remove its failing brand from New Hampshire. Other organizations should step up to represent the different factions of the liberty movement, like Free Keen, the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance, or even a new third party, and not struggle with being falsely associated with each other, or with Chris Cantwell, or any other Free Stater. The FSP needs to be a bus, and only a bus.
I tend to agree. I mean, I think that the Free State Project really shouldn't be taking positions on issues, and for the most part, they don't. And that eventually the Free State Project will dissolve, hopefully, once 20,000 members is reached and people move, then they can just shut it down.
And that's exactly what I said. I said, yeah. I agree with you the moment we actually hit 20,000 people. But right now, should the Free State Project be removing its brand from New Hampshire? You know, that's what his whole thing is that now the Free State Project needs to remove its brand from New Hampshire. People, because he's so worried that, oh, if you get associated with the Free State Project, everyone's going to hate you.
Well, now you've got to understand where he's coming from. Will May, you know, he's a Democrat, and he, I'm a registered Democrat too, but, you know, he was more of a real Democrat, I guess,
right,
because he's embraced the ideas of socialism. And he went when he was...
Yeah, he was specifically saying that the Free State Project board needs to organize itself and use the Progressive Party of Vermont as an example.
Okay, that doesn't surprise me. So, a little history about Will May. When he had moved here, not long after he moved here, kind of got settled in, he and Andrew Carroll, who was another early mover for the Free State Project, mm-hmm. who's since left... they went to the Democrat meeting, and right. These are Democrat, you know, this is like for the Democrats of Cheshire County, open to anybody who's supposedly a registered Democrat, right? Well, there was some thug who stopped them at the door and demanded to know what their party registration was, demanded to know if they were Free Staters, and then proceeded to not allow them into what was ostensibly a public meeting that should be allowed to be attended by all Democrats, regardless of right. whatever other associations they might have. So this guy broke the rules by not letting them in.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually the rest of the Democrats got wind of what was going on, and from that point on, they were allowed into the meetings, you know, at that point. But, you know, he's experienced that kind of discrimination against, you know, it's very similar. It's very akin to, you know, we don't want your kind around here,
right.
That kind of discrimination. And there really are people who will act very, very rudely towards somebody that they
sure.
perceive as a so-called free stater. So I get where he's coming
sure,
from.
Sure, and I can see that that discrimination is probably going to happen a lot more often in political circles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, of course, when you're dealing with the government and dealing with, and I said politicos, and you know, I don't think it's all politicos, but I think that there's this faction of politico people within the Free State Project that are just driving this frenzy of misinformation among themselves about, like, how, you know, of a, like, what a... how discriminated against the FSP is. And it's just like, I think that they're seeing it because they're in political circles, and then they're feeling like, oh, we need to be this and such way, and we can't offend these people because, you know, we need to play it so safe. And it's just like, you know, so no, sometimes you just need to do what's right, you know. And
I totally agree.
You know, and you can't necessarily worry about what the bureaucrats are going to think of you.
Well, that really does break it down, Johnson, because ultimately the people who are and we touched on this in the last hour, the people who are feeling the greatest threat from the Free State Project are the people who work for the state
right.
and their family members
and, so of course,
and their friends.
Yeah, of course they constantly think, oh, everyone hates us.
So there's, in Keene, New Hampshire, there are about two, I think that last time I looked at like a list of employers and, you know, who the top employers are. And the city of Keene is obviously a pretty big one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there was like 250 employees for the city of Keene. I don't know if that includes like construction crews. I think it's just like city employees. And so, you know, that's like 1% basically of the city. And that's 1% of the city that is, you know, the city population that is going to be very unhappy about Free State Project participants and anything at all that they do. Because everything.
But how many people live in that city that love those people? You
exactly.
Know,
now
mothers,
you're looking at.
Fathers.
2,500 people. Or
you consider
like
that city getting a city job generally is considered on a nationwide basis kind of a good old boy thing.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
a little more. It's a little easier to do if you're from the town.
Sure.
If they know you're from there. If your dad worked there, that kind of thing.
Yeah, so, but yeah, you're right. Family members. You know, factor them in. Factor in friends.
I think we're at least at 5% of people who directly benefit in that sense.
Yep. And then ancillary, you know, connections from people that just hear them bitching or hear them lying.
Sure.
About Free State Project participants. In fact, there was an interesting thread on, since we're talking about what was a thread on Facebook here, there was an interesting thread where one lady made a claim, and this was on one of the local authors at the Sentinel, one of the journalists there made a post, and some lady piped up on the post about Free Staters, and she made the claim that Free Staters were anti-Semitic, were homophobic. gun-toting.
I know from several Jewish Free Staters,
right.
so, you know.
I mean, just ridiculous
yeah.
claims.
That open carry.
Ridiculous claims. In fact, so ridiculous that the author of the article for the Sentinel even stepped in on his own comments and said he's known a lot of Free Staters and none of them are
right.
homophobic or anti-Semitic.
Yeah, guess what? Anti-Semitism, homophobia, racism. First of all, there's, like, you know, all of those classes of people that you're supposedly saying that we hate are all members of the Free State Project. I'm friends with many of them.
Right.
But
it's also
a philosophy that you're talking about, being homophobic, being racist, being those things. Those are forms of collectivism. Pretty much most Free State Project participants are against collectivism. What's collectivism? It's believing in groups and basically discriminating against groups.
That may not be the definition of collectivism from what I understand, but certainly stereotyping.
Well, it's believing in the
people.
Group over the individual. It's
yeah.
believing that the group, that essentially groups should have rights and groups should be held higher than the individual.
So I asked her, I said, homophobes? Guess you've never been to the Free State Project's Pork Fest, where Buzz's Big Gay Dance Party is one of the most popular events. And of course I linked to the Big Gay Dance Party on Facebook.
Right.
I believe there's a Jewish person on the board of the Free State
of directors.
Board of Directors, so one of the yeah. five people.
Yeah. 855-450-FREE. But that, you know, what, yet another example of just the misinformation and hatred.
No, no, she's exactly right. She just uses the wrong term. What she means is that most people in the Free State Project are against giving money to Israel, so of course that makes you anti-Semitic.
I don't know. I haven't done any polls on what Free Staters think. We're coming up.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269. That's 1-800-711-5269. 1-800-711-5269.
September is National Preparedness Month in the U.S., and it's National Savings Month at Freeze Dry Guy. Are you prepared to save? All Mountain House freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans are now 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These long-lasting foods for emergency preparedness with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These easy foods for camping, backpacking, hunting, and sailing are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. These delicious foods, freeze-dried to lock in the taste, aroma, and freshness, are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. All cans of Mountain House freeze-dried meats, entrees, fruits, and veggies are 40% off at freezedryguy.com. Be prepared and save 40% now through September 30th at freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiasts with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Take control of the airwaves toll free. 855-453. SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we share with you. And those features include the bulletin board system where you can get interactive with other Free Talk Live listeners. at bbs.freetalklive.com. Like the rest of our website, we give it away. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
You mentioned SACL CAI sponsors the phone lines. Well, one of the proprietors of SACL CAI is Jason Osborne. He does a podcast. That podcast, along with Brett Fanoy, I should mention, is called School Sucks Project, and you can find it at schoolsucksproject.com. And in that podcast, they talk about real education, an attempt to deconstruct state indoctrination. They talk about learning alternatives and self-education, critical thinking, parenting techniques, personal growth, better communication strategies. They touch on subjects like history. You can go to schoolsucksproject.com. You can get an account there, participate in the forum, suggest show topics, access years of archives. Schoolsucksproject.com.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So we're kind of having a conversation about this hand-wringing, I think, is my favorite term for it. Like, oh, we can't have the term free stater applied to us because we're Free State Project participants. We've moved here, the three of us on the show, we've moved here to New Hampshire, you know, from elsewhere. Mark and myself from Florida, you at one time in Florida and then mm-hmm. Connecticut and then to here. Moved here to get active, to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Mark's the kind of person who wants to hide the fact that he's a Free State Project participant.
Well, I don't wear it on my sleeve because right. I think that what it says to people is that we're here to change things for you.
I don't wear it on my sleeve simply because there's no point in wearing it on my sleeve. But I do.
I don't wear it on my sleeve because I like to troll people who don't.
But I do have the pork magnet at the Porcupine Freedom Festival. They had one of the cool little give outs that they had for everybody that was attending this year was a pork magnet, and I have put that on my car, and I've noticed that a lot of people are doing that. So I guess to some extent that's wearing it on my sleeve.
I had mine on my vehicle for a while too. I put it on there from the gift bag from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Yep. I've since put it on my filing cabinet in my office so I can.
I think that's pretty cool. But there are people like you, Mark, who when asked a question about, you know, the Free State Project, you'll dodge it, right? You'll try to avoid admitting that you're a Free State Project participant.
I don't because I can't.
But oh, that's good. I'm glad that you're being honest about that.
I recommend to people that they not wear this on their sleeve.
But you wouldn't recommend they lie or cover that information up,
right? I don't believe
one
should. Well, what does cover up mean?
Well, if somebody asks you, are you a Free State Project participant or member.
If somebody asks
and you don't answer honestly.
I'm not.
If somebody's
asking you that in New Hampshire, you can honestly say no.
Have you rescinded your participation in the Free State Project?
No.
Well, I'd say that's a lie.
I moved. I'm done.
You are a participant in the Free State Project.
I was
project.
A participant in the
you
Free State Project.
Are. You still are. See, that's the kind of game playing that I'm talking about here. I wouldn't think you would want to hide from that. I mean, look, it's true. I moved here because of the Free State Project.
If someone's asking me, then they don't need to know.
Also, if somebody's asking you, it shows just how much the well has been poisoned by previous Free Staters.
Right.
Because what in the world are they
that's
asking
that's not necessarily
that for?
True.
They don't ask you if you're a Shire Society
member. That's not necessarily true. I'll give you an example. I was at the Cheshire County Fair doing outreach.
I'm sure you can find yourself an example. Ian, you've talked to a lot of people. You can always
find
that
Well, then why don't you
needle.
Shut the flip up? Because I've actually talked to people, and I know what the hell I'm talking about.
Me
I don't
too.
Live in the middle of the woods where nobody's around.
I've lived here 7 years. I volunteer in my community. I'm in the fire department. You can't tell me I'm hiding in the woods. What kind of ridiculous nonsense is that?
Well, that's what you do. I mean, you hide out in the woods.
You're
on the volunteer fire department. Good for you. I interacted with hundreds of people in a 5-day period at the county fair, just as I did last year. Anyway, sometimes somebody will ask you if you're a Free State Project participant because they like Free State Project participants. They like the ideas of liberty, and I've had that happen more than once.
Indeed.
So don't jump to a conclusion about what people are thinking when they say certain things. Anyway.
I just think for, you know, in my personal experience, nobody's ever asked me, so I don't, you know, really know. But
because most people don't know about it.
Right, exactly. But the only situations that I could see myself getting asked that would be, you know, going to some event or some trial or something like that where in the case where I would be asked, I could see that it would be someone targeting, you know, someone gunning, so some, you know, bureaucrat looking to find out, you know, well, are you this? Because I would also tend to be putting myself in situations because, again, like I said, I like to infiltrate. I like to find out what's going on with the people who are, you know, haters and
you should
find
go
out
to the Democratic Party meetings.
Yeah,
then.
No,
see,
I really
you can,
could.
See if you can pull out that infiltration.
I can tell you the judge was really thrilled about Free Staters at one of Ian's recent trials here, where I come to sit in with my son to watch what's going on, and as we're leaving, my son's feet are, like, you know, as we're getting up to leave, his feet bump the little aisle thing, and the judge freaks the F out. I can imagine, I'm just guessing, I'm jumping to a conclusion here, that this judge imagined that I was a Free Stater because I was with all the Free Staters at the Free Stater trial, and he
totally
treated me and my son like pieces of dirt.
He might have treated you the same way if you were sitting in there for somebody else's trial.
He might have. I told him, you know,
judges
I'm leaving right
jerks.
Now. What's that?
Judges tend to be jerks.
Well, okay,
towards people.
So you're jumping to a conclusion.
No,
I have
that's
no
not
idea.
Jumping to a conclusion. That's an observation based on evidence.
Real quick, I want to say something. You know, in regards to, I had mentioned earlier that the, you know, the anti-freaking group on Facebook, and it's
freaking from the Free Staters.
It's really funny to watch some of these people as they get, you know, as they engage, because they've opened up the group and allowed other Free Staters in. Who
except
are
for me, I'm banned. I can't see it.
Well, some of the other people who have been allowed in are you know, are open about it, like Robin Hood himself and Garrett and some other folks, and they, you know, it's just funny to watch some of the people who actually engage, the ones who are not, like, just truly stupid, just loudmouths, just say the same things. And
you guys are idiots.
They're funded by the Koch brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Just, like, the ridiculous claims where they're not listening at all, not engaging. But the people that are actually talking, it's just funny to watch them slowly just changing their minds. You know, they went into this group like, oh, I hate freaking. And then they're slowly like, okay, you guys aren't so bad.
That's good.
It's just, it's really funny.
That's
to watch
good because
the
I
slow
think,
transformation.
Right. And right. So, so Will May, this article writer that you were talking about earlier, is all worried about, you know, the people being branded as Free Staters and the negativity that surrounds that. But the reality is that the reason why people don't like Free State Project participants, there's a few reasons. One is that they work for the state and they're threatened by the fact that, you know, the Free Staters might be successful someday and repeal the state. So there's that. There's that kind of core group. And those people tell lies about the Free State Project and their participants. So the other people that don't like the Free Staters are the people that have heard something about Free Staters. They've heard from their friend who works for the government.
Hear lies. It's very, you know, like I said, but that freaking group or freaking hater group or whatever, a lot of them just believe these things that they've heard.
They believe them.
Ridiculously not true.
Right. They believe them because they heard them from their friends.
Right.
And their friends have, you know, their reputation. They're their friends for a reason, right? So when their friend says, oh, those darn Free Staters were doing da-da-da-da, they believe every word that they say, even if it was total misinformation or out-and-out lies. And so what ends up happening is the more liberty people, Free Staters and New Hampshire natives who know and like and love Free Staters, the more we are spread throughout society, the more people move, the more likely the haters or the confused people will encounter one of us. And then it's, oh, crap, wait, that person at my church is a Free Stater, and the person I'm working with is a Free Stater, and I like those people. And then they're going to start listening, and they're going to start talking and understanding what the truth is.
Yeah, I think most people don't even know we exist.
I think that's true as well.
I think that is true, that most don't.
Yeah, 855, 453. The people that know are the ones who are politically connected, and especially the ones that are threatened by us. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
But we travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free and we give them away to you. The webcam is one of them. You can watch, listen, and interact with other listeners. The chat room built into the same page as the cam. Go to cam.freetalklive.com to see and do that. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Like the rest of the features on the site, it's free for you.
Force Field Energy is a company that is poised to make a lot of money in the organic Rankine cycle conversion unit sector. I didn't know what these things were either before I had talked to the CEO of Force Field Energy, David Nathan. And what they are is they're big pieces of machinery that convert heat into electricity. But they've created one that, instead of the old units, this technology has been around since the 60s, it doesn't use caustic materials, and which in and of itself would poise them to make a lot of money, but it's nearly twice as effective as the old units. So it can convert heat up to 900 degrees as opposed to the old units, which were 550 degrees. These machines, the payback time on them is as low as 1 year, depending on what state or country they're in with whatever subsidies and laws might be in place. And that's just one reason. I believe Force Field Energy, at FNRG is their ticker symbol, is going to make some money over the next year. And if you're interested in getting on board, all you have to do is find FNRG. That's their ticker symbol. It's available through your whatever brokerage account you use. They're on the OTCQB exchange, but they'll soon be on NASDAQ, which I think in and of itself will drive up their price. If you're interested in getting into a private placement, you can get the $5.19 stock for $4 a share. That's a big savings. You've got to hold it for 6 months, but there'll be a warrant after that that allows you to buy in the same amount again. So there's a real opportunity to make some money with this private placement. You got to have $25,000 to get in. It's forcefieldenergy.com is where you go to get into the private placement. Click on Contact Us to get a hold of them. Otherwise, if you just want to buy FNRG, you can do that through your brokerage account. Forcefieldenergy.com.
And investments involve risk. 855-450-FREE.
You got to say that every time, you know.
Yep, that's right, because you may not make money. There is that possibility. But
and it's the law, I believe.
Yeah. So 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number tonight. We've been talking about the Free State Project and the people that hate the Free State Project and the people that pander to the people that hate the free, the people within the Free State Project who pander to the haters, that as soon as they hear someone saying bad things about you and your friends, that, oh my God, we've got to change everything about how we behave and what we do. And Johnson, was there more that you wanted to say on that?
You know, I just, you know, I don't think that the people should pander, especially to the bureaucrats and the politicians. You know, I don't. Most people in the you know, who are here in New Hampshire, I don't think are even aware of the Free State Project.
The average person.
The average person, they're not even aware. And as, you know, 20 times as many activists move in to New Hampshire, I think that you're just going to see a lot more positive influence. And it's not, you know, the rumor mill from these this tiny percentage of politico bureaucrat types who are making lies up about some of the activists, it's just not going to have the same kind of effect. I mean, there's going to be more people. And also, people are going to have lived here for much longer periods of time, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that also makes a huge difference.
I am amused whenever I get word of somebody telling me to go home, or, you know, people like me, Free Staters, to go home. What are you talking about? I've lived here 7 years. This is my home.
Right. In a lot of cases, when they say that, it's like they're saying that and they've only lived here for like
here
three.
They
moved
sure.
here and have only been
half
here
of the
like
population
years.
Of New Hampshire right. was not born here.
So was that pretty much the gist of?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I this whole idea that there's an inherent contradiction, you know, in the FSP is just, I think it's ridiculous.
Well, Mark, there was another comment you made earlier that I wanted to come back around to, and that was basically, you were saying something about, like, doing nothing. Can you recap what you were saying? I don't want to put
statement.
Words in your mouth.
Yeah, no, you wouldn't want to do that. Ridiculous. I said that if you want freedom, you should attempt to find more freedom. Create freedom in your life.
You said don't push against the system, persist.
I think that this whole fighting thing, that there's better systems than that, that you can find more freedom in your life by not going out there and fighting and fighting and fighting. You'd have more freedom in your life if, for instance, you didn't chase around government bureaucrats trying to find parking tickets so that you could take them to trial. That doesn't give you freedom. That enslaves you to
chase around government bureaucrats.
Do you go to parking ticket trials?
Parking tickets. I don't chase bureaucrats to try to find parking tickets to take tickets to trial. I don't really know what
you're
saying.
You spend a lot of your time in trial. Would you call that a good use of your time?
That's because I'm living free, and they don't like it when
you're
people
not living
live free
by going
and they
into
attack
the
you. If you don't go to the court, they send men with guns after you, so I don't know what you're talking about.
You go to a lot of trials that aren't where you are not a defendant.
That's because I support people who are willing to go to trial and stand up to the state. In fact, including you, Mark, you went to a speeding ticket trial, and I went to support you on that. Are you saying I should not have gone to support you as a friend of mine?
You kind of push to want to go. Do you want me to tell the other activists we're going to do this? Or, you know, hey. And I said, okay. So, you know, I think that you have an unhealthy desire to be in court, and I don't think that that is in of itself.
I don't desire to be
freedom.
In court. My desire is to help support my friends. See, I'm here to work with others
yes.
to achieve more freedom in
you
my lifetime.
You are developing an
you
army
wanna go
to
the
fight
woods.
The bureaucrats.
You want to go to the woods and go live out in the woods by yourself, that's fine. I'm not
Let's
fighting.
Not call them an army.
I'm not fighting anybody. I'm just
You're
living
in conflict
free.
With...
That's not my choice.
Yes,
they're
it
the
is.
Ones who. No, it's not.
Over
they're the
and
ones
over
who
again,
bring
you
conflict.
Go out there to step into harm's way.
What are you talking about?
If they're not coming to your house often, man.
They have come to the house.
They have come to your house, but only after you, you know, time and time again, you go out and mess with them.
Really?
Was that the case in the fire inspection?
No,
give me an example. Mess with them how?
You go out on the central square. You burn flags. You smoke
I did
pot.
Not burn a flag you, at any point.
But you went out there and you video recorded a person. Who
so
did.
So people shouldn't be able to smoke pot. Okay, so I'm a news reporter, so I shouldn't be able to go out and report on news that's
they're
happening.
Not,
is that
not
what
a
you're saying?
News reporter, as far as they're concerned.
Oh, I don't care what they think, Mark. If somebody's doing something newsworthy, I'm going to be there with a camera if I can be there to record it. Look, maybe you don't understand this because you want to live out in the woods and get away from people, and I respect that. That's fine if that's your choice. But to say that I'm looking for conflict by going out to support people or going out to report on news, and then, you know, you get arrested or threatened by the police simply because you're out in public doing something, I'm sorry, that's not fighting. I'm not fighting. The government guys are the ones that are fighting. They're the ones who are fighting to try to retain their legitimacy. But anyway, some people are frustrated, Mark. So let me ask you this.
I have to interject. You know, to be fair to Mark, you know, Ian, if you wanted to raise pigs, you would probably raise them in your backyard here in the middle of town.
Yeah, I would, probably.
No, you go to Central Square and you say that this is public property. I own a piece of it. I'm going to put pigs out here.
No, that was what Anarcho Jesse might have done, but I don't really have that. Not interested in that.
It's interesting, by the way, if people want to look up the diggers during the English Revolution. Very interesting folks.
Petition. There was this petition for the conquered bear cat. So I want to get your clarification here, Mark. You say don't fight. Is petitioning fighting?
You know, I just don't want to. I want more freedom in my life. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that the political process where one goes head to head against, you know, these mm-hmm. folks or those folks. The problem
Didn't
is.
Did you run for office recently?
Yeah, I ran for office. That's
is that
right.
Hypocritical then? Is to attack the political process while also running
here's
for office?
No, here's what my plan is. Here's what my belief is. My belief is that my plan's good, and the rest of you people who have a plan, your plan sticks.
There you go.
This
At least you've been
problem.
Honest about it.
This is the problem, is libertarianism is a lot like, herding cats. Now, that's the way it would be with any movement that was decentralized like this, mm-hmm. but it's even more so because we're good arguers, and we can make our points well. We're intelligent people.
So do you agree with Will May, then, that we need a lot more centralized organization of activism?
I don't believe in centralized anything. What I believe, the human freedom is going to be found out on the water.
That's right. Mark's giving up on the Free State Project. He's going to take his boat.
Anybody.
He's going to take his boat and sail away and find freedom.
What are you talking
855,
about?
855-450-FREE. That is your plan, Mark.
I think that you'll find more freedom out on the water than you'll find in New Hampshire.
All right, more coming up here. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. Some activists are pretty frustrated, pretty burnt out. We'll come back with more.
Business owners, listen up.
Give me an L.
Give me another L.
Give me a C.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829. For your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
You are now in the crosshairs. The NSA and FBI are treating you like a criminal and monitoring your every move. Ron Paul said recently, the evidence of the totalitarian nature of this government is on display undeniably every day. What's taking place right now is a coup and the destruction of the Constitution. Fortunately, there is something you can do about it. Learn how to be invisible, lock down your privacy, and even disappear forever. Go to privacylockdown.com to learn how. That's privacylockdown.com.
Attention homeschoolers, teachers, and students of all ages. Now there's a way to learn English grammar using the Holy Bible. Sacred Grammar is a unique book that teaches all of the fundamentals of English grammar using Bible verses. Affordable and simple to use, it's a superb supplement and a great teacher's aid. Whether your focus is teaching children at home, strengthening your own writing skills, or just speaking proper English, Sacred Grammar offers all the tools you'll ever need. Learn to use words through His Word. For more information, go to sacredgrammar.com at sacredgrammar.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. You may take control of the airwaves in those remaining moments at 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 855-450-FREE. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. We've got archives, and they go back to 2006. They're all free, so go click and download. Now, if you like the show, you like the free archives, it's not free to run the website. It's not free at all. It's not free to market the show and get on more radio stations. These things all cost money. And you can help us with that by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier. If you like what we're doing here, because the fact is we're the only show that has the market penetration into over 100 100 markets, basically, coast to coast, that airs the ideas of liberty on a consistent basis. So if that's valuable to you and you want to see more of it, you want to see us get into 200 markets on the radio, you can help us with that. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's $5 a month. We can take it out of your PayPal automatically. It can also come off your Visa or MasterCard automatically. You sign up once, and you don't really have to think about it. And it makes a big difference for Free Talk Live and getting the ideas of freedom out there. That's amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks. Once again, amp.freetalklive.com.
Blockchain.info is a great site if you're into bitcoins. Bitcoins are an online currency that allows people to... They provide a great deal more human freedom than the current forms of currency that you see. Most currencies you see are issued by governments. Bitcoin is a decentralized computer program over which no one really has control, and that gives you complete control over your own bank account rather than them going into banks that are approved by governments that can take your money anytime they wish, whenever they wish, or the banks can give you fines for overdrafts or whatever. Bitcoins don't work that way. Bitcoins give you complete control over your bank account. They allow you to send and receive money free, and it's a great development. I think that they could very well change the course of human history. Is that the right term? Changing the course of history? Changing
sure
future? I don't know. Go check it out.
They already have.
Blockchain.info to find all kinds of neat things like charts and stats and the best wallet, online wallet in Bitcoindom. Blockchain.info.
All right, so 855-450-FREE, the toll-free number here tonight. There's been a lot of discussion thus far about a movement that we are a part of, the Free State Project, the idea of moving 20,000 liberty-minded people all to the same place, and those people getting active. Fact is, over 1,100 people are already here. Early movers, about 900 of those 1,100 some are early movers. So I don't know if they've quite crossed that 1,000 threshold, but we're close to the first 1,000 first movers. There were about 200 or 250 people that
74, I thought.
When the Free State Project was when New Hampshire was chosen as the destination for the Free State Project by a vote of the initial 5,000 members, that there were a couple hundred that were already living in New Hampshire at that time. So obviously they didn't have to move. And so, you know, there's a lot of things that happen within this movement that I think are worth talking about, because this hasn't happened before. I mean, we're covering new ground. This is an exciting thing. And one of the things you deal with when you're an activist, and this does not just a Free State Project thing, this is just activist thing, period, is burnout, especially if you're involved in politics, because politics can be an immensely time and energy consuming chore. And then when you've poured hours and hours of time and hundreds, if not thousands of dollars into these political projects, and then ultimately it comes to no fruition, you know, the politicians completely ignore what it is that you're looking to accomplish, and you get nowhere. It can be a real burn. And I think there are some activists right now that are experiencing that because of the Concord Bearcat situation. There are a couple of newer folks that are maybe within the last year have moved to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. And, you know, when you get to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, you think, this is awesome. And it is. You've got, you know, 50 people came to your house, or a dozen or two dozen people or whatever came to your house to help you move in. And they're all so cool, and you get to hang out with them. And there's, you know, this great liberty network and this community of people that actually cares about each other. And you know, really, it's a great community.
They do farming together. They, you know, do services with each other. It's really, you can create your own sort of liberty-oriented world.
It's, yeah. And, of course, some would say that you don't want to insulate yourself only to the liberty community. There's great people in New Hampshire that you may not have met, etc. But there's all these good things that happen. And then when you get out there and you start hitting the streets for the activism, you're thinking, man, this is awesome. We've got something really happening here. And then you go out on the streets, you collect 1,500 petition signatures as they did in Concord, which, you know, they were literally knocking on people's doors in their homes, talking to people on the streets, doing real, you know, boots on the ground petitioning. This is hard work. And it's not work that everybody wants to do. And so there was some disappointment by some of the people who were involved in this petitioning process of, hey, why didn't more people help with this? You know, oh, we've got 1,100 people here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Why was it only this small amount of people that came to Concord and got active and hit the streets and petitioned? So they were kind of burned out about this because, you know, they felt like had they collected more petitions that the politicians would have changed their mind, that if they got 1,500, if they had only gotten 15,000, then the politicians would have had to have changed their mind. And I disagree with that presumption. I think that I don't think the politicians give a flip about the petitions. And I was wrong. I said there was they collected 10 times as many petitions as we did in Keene for the Bearcat. Actually, in Keene, we collected 400. So it was only about three times. Three or four times as many that they collected. But nonetheless, it's a burn, man. You've spent hours hitting the streets. You collected all these signatures. You presented them to the politicians. There's all these reasoned arguments against the Bearcat, you know, end police militarization, etc. And the politicians ignore you, and they vote 11-4, and they accept the Bearcat. I mean, it's gonna burn on you, especially, you know, when you feel like there's all these other activists around who could have helped, but they didn't. And so I tried to explain why they were experiencing, you know, this. You know, why is it that 1,000 people didn't hit the streets in Concord to assist? Well, there are various different reasons. One is that everybody's got their own thing, right? So, you know, as you were pointing out, Mark, this is not a centralized movement. There is no central, authority who determines you must work on this project. No, you just go and you do what you feel inclined to do. So not everybody's inclined to help with the Bearcat project. Of those who are inclined to help on the Bearcat project, and I think a lot of people would be, not everyone is inclined to help with petitioning. This is an This is something for an outgoing personality. You cannot have some quiet little libertarian person, and a lot of libertarians are kind of introverted.
Yep.
They're people that are socially awkward. These are not the kinds of people generally who are going to be particularly valuable or interested in doing a door-to-door petition. Even if they were interested, you may not want them to help you because they may be awful at it.
Yeah.
So you're whittling down this 1,100 people now. You're whittling it down to only the people that are interested in the issue and only the people that are willing to petition on that issue, then whittle it down further to only the people that are easily able to access the area in question, because we're talking about one area, Concord. This wasn't like a statewide petition thing. You would have had to have gone physically to Concord. So you're whittling down to the people who only could, you know, transport themselves easily to the area.
And I will say that's why I didn't go.
Because it was too far. Okay, so there was... That was one reason for me, too. So you're cutting down even further. So now what are we down to? We started with 1,100. How many have we cut out now at this point? What are we down to? Maybe 50 people who might be interested enough in the issue and in the area to where they could. Well, now people have to work, right? So now cut out the amount of people who are working or too busy or whatever. And you're down to a few people. We don't have 20,000 people here yet. We're just at the beginning, the cusp of this whole free state project.
I'm going to admit something very unpopular right now, too. Not only was it too far away, but one of the reasons why it was too far away from me was that I thought in advance, the politicians are just going to ignore you anyway.
Yep, and that is another reason. And it's true, the politicians do tend to ignore that. But I think it's important to keep this all in perspective. Well, this is just getting started. We're at 1/20th of the total movers that we want to see here as part of the Free State Project. And the more people you have in the pool of activists, the more likely you're going to have greater participation in the things that you do. Robert is in Vermont. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys, how you doing tonight?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead with your thoughts.
I've been listening to Free Talk Live now for, I think, almost 3 years. And when I first started listening, I kind of thought, geez, that's kind of radical, That's kind of how I felt,
Mm-hmm.
And the way I saw you go about doing things and stuff like that. And then I said, maybe if they just ran for... one of these positions or something like that, or ran for a position up in Concord or something like that, maybe it would be a lot more effective than to just stand out in front of a police cruiser or something like that, or
mm-hmm.
or burn a flag or something like that downtown. But I've seen this show grow, and I want to congratulate you, that you're running for city council. I think Dale W. Perry would make a great mayor.
Yeah, we've got about half a dozen. We've got about half a dozen liberty activists in the local elections here, so that should be interesting. Of course, fill you in more as time goes on. Robert, thanks for the call. We're out of time tonight. We'll see you tomorrow at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live reaches a lot of people, like as many people that might be listening on 125 radio stations and 2 XM channels and a darn big podcast, that many people. If you've got a business or a website that could benefit from international, largely U.S. exposure, if so, Free Talk Live is having a sale on advertising. With rates as low as $15 an ad, I have several packages from which to choose. You can send me an email if you want to see the packages. It's mark@freetalklive.com. That's mark@freetalklive.com.
I want to introduce you to a new, groundbreaking method of emergency protection. It's called Peacekeeper. Are you fed up with the so-called state protection services? Then Peacekeeper is for you. The Peacekeeper app empowers neighbors to send and respond to emergency alerts. Help Peacekeeper help you by going to peacekeeper.org. Watch the video and learn how you can become a force for good in your neighborhoods. Peacekeeper.org.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.